Welcome to our deep dive today.
Okay.
We're going to be exploring the life and music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Right.
We've got some biography excerpts here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to dig in and see what we can find out about this iconic composer.
Yep.
I mean, you know, like, was he really a child prodigy like everybody says? What was it like being a composer in the 18th century?
Right.
Why is Mozart's music still so popular today, hundreds of years later?
Yeah.
All good questions.
It's amazing.
Jump right in.
To think about Mozart's story.
Yeah.
Is almost like a musical composition itself.
Really?
Soaring highs, dramatic lows, and moments of pure genius.
Yeah.
He wasn't just composing music.
Right.
He was navigating a complex world of patrons.
Right.
Rivalries and societal expectations.
Mm-hmm.
All while leaving an indelible mark on musical history.
I've always heard about Mozart's incredible talent as a child.
Oh, yeah.
But reading these excerpts about him, playing the clavier at 3 years old and composing by four?
Yeah.
It's almost hard to believe. It's no wonder he was called a prodigy.
It really does sound unbelievable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But these accounts are well documented.
Okay.
What's fascinating is to consider what it must have been like for young Mozart.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Imagine the pressure of performing for royalty at such a tender age.
Oh, yeah.
There's a story about him performing for Empress Maria Theresa when he was six.
Mm-hmm.
He tripped and fell while bowing, and little Marie Antoinette helped him up.
Oh.
Mozart then supposedly declared, "When I grow up, I shall marry you."
Oh, my gosh.
Even as a child, he had this incredible charm and presence.
That's adorable. It sounds like he was a real charmer.
Yeah.
But his childhood wasn't all royal courts and admirers, was it?
No.
These excerpts mention his father, Leopold, being quite ambitious,
yeah.
Taking him on these grueling tours across Europe.
Yes.
Those tours were a double-edged sword. They exposed Mozart to a wealth of musical influences and gave him invaluable performance experience.
Right.
Really shaping his talent in some profound ways.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to wonder about the impact of constant travel and performance on a young child.
I mean, the long journeys and bumpy carriages.
Oh, yeah.
The pressure to perform flawlessly night after night.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of a normal childhood.
Yeah.
It's a lot for anyone, let alone a young child, to handle.
That's a good point. It's like his musical genius was nurtured.
Yeah.
But potentially at a personal cost.
Right.
Do you think that this intense upbringing and his father's ambition contributed to his rebellious streak later in life?
Well,
the biography mentions Mozart eventually breaking free from his archbishop in Salzburg.
Right.
And setting off on his own in Vienna.
It's certainly possible. That dynamic between Mozart and his father seems to have been complex.
I see.
Vienna was a vibrant city in the 18th century,
mm-hmm.
a hub for musicians and composers. It offered him freedom, but also intense competition.
Oh, wow.
And a reliance on the unpredictable patronage system.
Oh, right.
Composers like Mozart had to secure commissions.
Yeah.
From wealthy patrons to survive.
So the patronage system, that must have been quite a challenge. Can you explain a bit more about how that worked?
Sure.
And what it meant for composers like Mozart?
In essence, composers relied on the support of wealthy individuals or the aristocracy for their livelihood.
Okay.
They would receive commissions to compose specific pieces, like operas or symphonies, for special occasions or private performances.
I see.
This meant that creative freedom could be compromised.
Oh, right.
As composers had to cater to the tastes and desires of their patrons.
Yeah.
Sometimes a patron might even dictate specific elements of a piece, leaving the composer with less control over their artistic vision.
That must have been frustrating.
It was.
I imagine someone as talented and passionate as Mozart would have wanted complete creative control over his work.
Absolutely. And the biography suggests that Mozart chafed under these restrictions.
I bet.
He longed to compose music that reflected his own artistic vision.
Right.
Not simply the whims of a patron.
Yeah.
This tension between artistic integrity and financial necessity played a significant role in his life.
So even though Vienna provided more freedom than Salzburg,
yeah,
it came with its own set of challenges.
Yes.
What about his personal life during this time?
Okay.
I'm intrigued by his relationship with Constanze Weber, who became his wife.
Their relationship is fascinating. It was unconventional for the time.
Okay.
They faced disapproval from Leopold,
mm-hmm.
and they struggled financially.
Right.
But they were deeply in love.
Oh.
Their letters reveal a playful and affectionate bond.
Yeah.
Mozart was clearly smitten with Constanze. There are accounts of him composing while hopping around the room.
Wow.
Full of energy and enthusiasm.
Really?
And Constanze finding it all rather endearing.
That's such a fun image. This genius composer hopping around while creating masterpieces,
uh-huh.
It reminds us that these legendary figures were also real people
mm-hmm.
with their own quirks and personalities.
Indeed. And speaking of masterpieces,
yes,
this period in Vienna saw Mozart composing some of his most iconic operas.
Okay.
The Marriage of Figaro.
Yes.
Don Giovanni.
Right.
And later, The Magic Flute.
Okay.
These works showcased his incredible range,
yeah.
His ability to blend comedy and tragedy,
mm-hmm.
and his deep understanding of human emotions.
I've always loved the story, even if it might be a bit embellished,
okay.
About Mozart composing the overture to Don Giovanni the night before the premiere, fueled by wine, and Constanze keeping him awake with stories.
Yeah.
Talk about pressure.
Yes, that story is a classic. It speaks to his incredible ability to create under pressure.
Wow.
And perhaps a touch of procrastination, too.
Oh.
But on a more serious note,
yeah?
Don Giovanni is a remarkable opera.
Oh.
It's full of complex characters, beautiful music,
mm-hmm.
and tackles universal themes of love, betrayal,
okay.
and ultimately facing the consequences of one's actions.
It's amazing to think how he was able to craft these complex and enduring works
yeah.
while also dealing with the everyday realities of life in Vienna. Mm-hmm. But even at the height of his success, the shadow of the patronage system still loomed, didn't it?
It did indeed. And that brings us to Mozart's later years, a period marked by both creative brilliance and increasing challenges.
Mm-hmm.
While he was composing masterpieces like Don Giovanni,
right.
He was also struggling financially.
Really?
Constantly seeking new commissions to keep afloat.
Wow.
The unpredictable nature of the patronage system meant there was little security.
Right.
Even for a composer of Mozart's stature.
It seems almost tragic.
Yeah.
That someone so gifted could be caught in such a precarious position.
Mm-hmm.
Did this financial strain affect his music at all?
It's certainly possible that it weighed on his mind. But his creative output remained astonishing.
Yeah.
And it's during this time
okay.
that he received the mysterious commission
mm-hmm.
for the Requiem Mass in D minor.
The Requiem?
The biography mentions it was from Count Franz von Walsegg.
Okay.
Who intended to pass the piece off as his own.
Wow. That's quite a story.
It is.
So Mozart was essentially composing this grand, somber piece.
Yes.
For someone else to take credit for.
Exactly. And to add to the intrigue, Mozart was already in declining health.
Oh, wow.
He was working tirelessly on the Requiem.
Right.
And the secrecy surrounding the commission coupled with his illness seems to have taken a toll on him.
Oh, no.
He even began to believe
yeah.
he was composing his own funeral music.
That's almost eerie,
yeah.
like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
The Requiem is such a powerful and moving piece.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing the circumstances surrounding its composition adds another layer of complexity to it.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a work that reflects both the somber beauty of the Latin Mass
right.
and the emotional intensity of Mozart's own experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, he wouldn't live to see it completed.
That's right. He died quite young.
Yes.
At only 35 years old.
Very young.
The biography touches upon the mystery surrounding his death.
Yes.
With various theories about the cause,
mm-hmm.
rheumatic fever, poisoning,
mm-hmm.
even rumors about his rival, Antonio Salieri.
Yes. Mozart's death has been the subject of much speculation over the centuries.
I see.
While the exact cause remains uncertain.
Right.
What we do know is that he died before realizing the full potential of his genius.
Oh, wow.
He left behind a vast and unfinished Requiem.
Yeah.
And a musical legacy that continues to resonate to this day.
It's incredible to think about how prolific he was.
Yeah.
In such a short lifetime.
It is.
The sheer volume of work he produced.
Right.
Over 600 compositions.
A lot.
Is staggering. It's no wonder his music is still performed more than any other composers today.
His impact on Western music is undeniable.
Yeah.
He pushed the boundaries of opera, symphony, and chamber music.
Okay.
Crafting works that were both innovative and emotionally profound.
Mm-hmm.
His ability to blend technical brilliance
right.
with emotional depth
yeah.
is what sets him apart.
So true.
Think about operas like The Marriage of Figaro.
Yeah.
It's a comedic masterpiece with intricate ensemble scenes and witty dialogue set to music.
Mm-hmm.
Yet beneath the surface lies a commentary on social class.
Okay.
And the complexities of human relationships.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's not just beautiful music.
Right.
It's music that tells a story.
Yes.
Explores human emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And even challenges societal norms.
Exactly.
And it wasn't just operas.
Right.
His symphonies, like Symphony No. 40 in G minor, are full of dramatic intensity
mm-hmm.
and emotional depth. It's music that still has the power to move us deeply, even centuries later.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And his influence extended beyond his own compositions.
Oh, wow.
Even Beethoven, who revolutionized music in his own right.
Right.
Was deeply influenced by Mozart.
Okay.
He studied his work intensely.
Yeah.
And considered him a master.
It's like Mozart laid the groundwork for so much of what came after him.
Absolutely.
In classical music.
Yeah.
But what about Mozart the man?
Okay.
We've talked about his genius and his struggles.
Mm-hmm.
But the biography also mentions some fascinating little-known facts
uh-huh.
that reveal his personality.
Yes.
These little details really bring him to life.
I agree. Those personal glimpses are often what make historical figures feel relatable.
Yeah.
Even centuries later.
Yeah.
What kind of things did you find?
Well, for starters, did you know Mozart was a big fan of cats?
Oh.
And not just in a casual way.
Okay.
The biography mentions him mimicking their meows during rehearsals to make the musicians laugh.
That's hilarious. It's such a playful, unexpected detail that makes him feel more human, more relatable.
Right. And apparently his laugh was just as distinctive. People would know he was approaching just by the sound of his infectious laughter.
Wow.
Echoing through the hallways. It's like you can almost hear his personality coming through in those anecdotes.
It speaks to his charisma,
yeah.
the impact he had on those around him.
Yeah.
He clearly wasn't just a genius composer shut away in a room.
Right.
He was a vibrant, engaging individual.
Absolutely. And the biography also mentions his playful nature coming through in his letter writing.
Oh, yeah.
He loved puns.
Okay.
Signed his letters with silly pseudonyms.
Right.
And generally had a lot of fun with words.
That makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That same wit and playfulness we hear in his music is evident in his personal life as well.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes Mozart so endlessly fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
He was a complex blend of genius, humor, passion, and struggle. His life, much like his music, was a symphony of emotions, experiences, and ultimately a legacy that continues to inspire and intrigue us.
Beautifully put. But this deep dive into Mozart's life also raises some important questions. What does his story tell us about the relationship between genius, creativity, and personal fulfillment? How did the constraints of his time, like the patronage system, shape his artistic journey?
Those are great questions. And I think those are things our listeners can ponder as they continue to explore Mozart's music and legacy. And it reminds us that even geniuses like Mozart,
right?
They were still human.
They were.
They faced financial struggles.
Mm-hmm.
They dealt with difficult personalities.
Yes.
And they had to navigate a really complex social system.
Right.
It makes his achievements even more impressive, don't you think?
I completely agree. It humanizes him.
Yeah.
Makes him more relatable.
Right.
And I think it ultimately enhances our appreciation for his music.
Yeah.
When we understand the context in which a work of art is created,
right.
It often deepens our connection to it.
So true. And in Mozart's case, his life story adds another layer of complexity and richness to his already incredible music.
What's also fascinating is how Mozart's story challenges our preconceived notions about genius. We tend to think of geniuses as solitary figures,
mm-hmm.
isolated in their own world. Mozart's life was anything but solitary.
Okay.
He was constantly interacting with others, collaborating, navigating social circles, and drawing inspiration from the world around him.
That's such a good point. It challenges the myth of the lone genius.
Right.
Showing that creativity often thrives in connection and collaboration.
Exactly. And I think there's a valuable lesson in that for all of us.
Okay.
Whether we're aspiring musicians.
Right.
Or simply navigating our own creative journeys.
Yeah.
Genius isn't just about raw talent.
Right.
It's about embracing experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting with others.
Yeah.
And finding inspiration in the world around us.
That's a beautiful thought to end on. I hope this deep dive has encouraged our listener to not only appreciate Mozart's music, but also to see his life
mm-hmm.
as an example of how creativity, passion, and resilience can overcome even the most challenging circumstances.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mozart's legacy is a testament to the enduring power of human creativity
right.
and the profound impact it can have on the world even centuries later.
So to our listener, we encourage you to keep exploring Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Listen with fresh ears.
Absolutely.
Knowing the stories behind the melodies, the struggles, and the triumphs that shaped his artistry.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps let his story inspire you to embrace your own creative passions and leave your own unique mark on the world.
Until next time, keep diving deep.